popular piece of coastal property in San Luis Obispo County is the focus of a legal battle after the owners put up fencing to discourage public use. The California Coastal Commission will meet Friday morning to determine a solution. KCBX reporter Jessica Dini has more.
The Ontario Ridge Trail is located between Shell Beach and Avila and has seen a steady stream of hikers for nearly 50 years. But 8 months ago, Robert and Judith McCarthy, who own property along the trail, put up signs and barbed wire fencing to discourage public access. Now, the Coastal Commission is considering a cease and desist order as part of an effort to get the unauthorized structures removed. San Luis Obispo County Supervisor Adam Hill.
Nobody has a right to block off public access to this trail. We have tried to work with Mr. McCarthy and be respectful of his property rights, but provisions of the Coastal Act are very clear.
California law guarantees public access to the coast, and Hill says McCarthy is choosing not to follow these rules. Taryn Collins is a local attorney with a background in land use and planning.
People were hugely impacted and disappointed. You know, they wrapped barbed wire around the gates and many of the zigzagged fences across the trail.
Curtis Black with the San Luis Obispo County Parks Department says if the cease and desist order does go through, he expects the McCarthys to pay for the removal of the fences and the Coastal Commission would be in charge of enforcing the fence extraction. The McCarthys did not respond to our repeated attempts for a comment. Jessica Dini, KCBX News.
Depending on how the commission rules this Friday, the McCarthys could be heavily fined for blocking public access under a new rule signed into law just last month by Governor Brown as part of the new budget.